While many of us were placing bets and enjoying the sun at the Melbourne Cup, La Trobe University student Abdi Sharif was busy preparing for his final exams.
I had 4 exams, 2 written exams and 2 clinical exams. I think I went well on the written exams, more than I did in the clinical exams.
Abdi is a refugee from Somalia and arrived in Australia in June 2001. Since then, Abdi has completed his VCE and is now studying towards an oral health degree at La Trobe's Bendigo campus, which he hopes will enable him to work as a dental hygienist or dental therapist.
We've got lectures, we've got tutorials, and we've got practical classes. We do, especially this year, we do things like working in the hospital, train in the hospital, treat patients. Usually work with kids over the age of, under the age of 20. It's hands-on course, so I like it.
Around 12,000 refugees are accepted into Australia each year, arriving from war-torn countries all over the globe. Many of these refugees, like Abdi, have the potential to study at university, but face an uphill battle of financial, cultural, and psychological barriers.
Oh, it was very new place. It was a new country, new language, new culture. Everything was new, so I had to learn everything bit by bit. So I started learning English first, got used to the English, and then start learning the people and everything, and then went to school, started school from year 9.
Last year, La Trobe's Equality and Diversity Centre introduced a new support program, helping refugees like Abdi get a degree. In addition to financial support, the program also provides refugee students with a contact who can direct them to relevant support services within the university.
The Equality and Diversity Centre here at Bendigo has been assisting students with a refugee background, mainly in having a contact person that they can come and speak to anytime they need. In Abdi's case, we've assisted in financial support in the form of petrol cards and book vouchers.
This year, through the support program, Abdi received a full residential scholarship covering the cost of his on-campus accommodation.
I used to struggle with buying textbooks for university and not really being able to afford transport every weekend to go back to Melbourne. It's making my education this year a lot smoother compared to last year. I chose to come to university because for education, yeah. So I wanted to become educated at least in one area, and then do something with your life, yeah.